Tremors and Trust by Maria Fontaine.
We'd all like to be pictures of perfect peace during the adversities of life, our faces beaming with light as we calmly look upward with absolute serenity. But over the course of our lives, we all encounter times when reality is a bit more down to earth. In fact, reality can sometimes be all the way down, in the mud and pain and sorrow and suffering of this world. But whatever you may be facing in the present, He can help you to find the way through it. Something that gives me strength to persevere when I'm facing battles is looking at what Jesus Himself went through. His great victory over death and sin came by way of betrayal, agony, torture, unspeakable pain, and death. So when I don't always feel so glorious in the process of growing, learning, and gaining valuable victories, I take comfort in knowing that our great shepherd understands when I get tired and worn down by the struggles of this life. This season has been pretty stressful for many of us, myself included, and though things have been victorious overall, it has taken a toll on me. The Lord spoke to me about this in the following prophecy. You've had a lot to carry recently, which at times took you to the limits of what seemed bearable. But I had a purpose in allowing this. Through this time, you have learned that what you face is often going to be too much for you to carry on your own. But it will never be too much when you're giving it all to me. As David used to say, you sometimes have to see where it's not at in order to discover where it is at. You didn't experience all this just to show you what you can't do or to leave you feeling overwhelmed. The purpose of my allowing you to be stretched to the limit was to convince you of what you can do if you let me lead you each step of the way. You have learned to apply the principle of trusting and not worrying in new ways. When you had to put it into practice under difficult circumstances, you had to see the limitations of some of your past approaches so that you could see the new areas of growth and learning that I'm guiding you into. You now know that you can't try to work more hours, juggle more things, and spread yourself thinner and thinner. As a result, you're beginning to relax more, and that is manifested in your sleeping better and taking things more as they come. Rather than struggling to carry problems you can't do anything about or problems that might arise in the future, you are placing more and more of these things in my hands and focusing on the present and what needs to be your priority today. You're allowing yourself to be who you are, who I created you to be, the way I created you, rather than trying to carry the problems and weights yourself. Lots of people have the idea that when they gain a victory in some area of their life, they should feel invigorated and bursting with joy and luxuriating in glory. But in reality, at the end of a battle, a fighter who has won the victory is almost always exhausted, beaten up, bruised, and bloody from the fight. You've poured out every ounce of strength and fight you could muster. Now it will take a while to recover and to begin to fully realize that the victory is won and the enemy has been defeated. The wisdom you have gained in the process is changing how you see what needs to be done next. This is a picture of where you are at right now. While you feel like you still have a way to go before my healing is fully manifested in some areas of your health, you are starting to see glimpses of my answered prayers. Now is the time to consolidate your progress, to allow yourself time to rebuild. And one way to do this is through getting as much sleep as you can to strengthen your body. You've experienced many things that have helped solidify your faith in me. You've gained a deeper conviction than ever before of the need to bring life's challenges to me and to let me show you new ways to deal with whatever life brings along your path. Maria, for some years off and on, I have experienced a condition called essential tremors, mostly in my hands. The cause is unknown, and so is the cure. At times, the tremors can make it difficult to do things that require a steady hand, such as writing. I've been accustomed to waking at night and having the Lord give me thoughts and ideas, which I would quietly write down so as not to disturb Peter. However, during these last months, the tremors had begun to hinder my doing this, as they had made my writing illegible, especially at night. But I didn't want to miss what the Lord wanted to tell me in the night seasons. So I asked him what to do. He said, "There are always solutions, and as you look to me, I will lead you to them in my perfect time. I can show you new approaches that can either fix the problem or show you a way to work around it. If you can't write down your ideas, perhaps you'll be able to dictate them. If that is not possible because your voice would wake Peter, ask me and I'll show you the ideas at a different time, when Peter won't be disturbed. I often don't just hand you the answer to a challenge, but I present options that you can pursue, because there is more for you to gain as you seek the best solution for whatever you are facing. Having to face challenges enables you to learn the underlying principles that can be applied to other areas of your life as well. It also hones your connection with me and strengthens your confidence that I'm going to help you do whatever I know needs to be done. I'm not going to make it impossible for you to do what I ask you to do. So if things change, don't worry. Instead, start looking for a new way to accomplish what I'm showing you to do, and I'll give you all that you need." Maria, I believe the Lord was saying that the answer to a challenge isn't always in fixing the specific problem so that you can go back to doing things as you did them before. Many times the victory is in discovering new approaches that will result in our doing something even better. Most great discoveries were the result of major challenges in a person's life that forced them to stretch and seek and be willing to let go of preconceived limitations in order to find better ways to do things. That principle can be applied to our lives and our relationship with Jesus. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to inspire us with ways to help ourselves or others. Sometimes we have to stretch our faith to trust the things God shows us, but as we do, the answers we need will be there. The Lord must know that it has to be simple for most of us, so He gives us principles that apply in big and small ways. We don't have to be facing some world-changing event to apply this principle. It holds true even for the small steps we have to take each day. Most discoveries that we make are personal ones, changing how we act or think or feel, or how we look at others or at Jesus, or at our circumstances. This personal growth helps us navigate both the small difficulties and the seemingly insurmountable challenges. It's important to confirm our decisions with the Lord. For example, in the course of our experiences with Peter's procedures, the process of discovering what the problems were and what to do to fix them, we had three times when even good, sincere doctors mistakenly prescribed medications that were likely to have harmful side effects when combined with some of Peter's other medications, even when they were fully informed about what he was taking. In other cases, procedures were recommended that, in spite of the doctor being well-trained, the Lord showed us to get further counsel that turned out to be more accurate. And even with a very highly qualified and sincere specialist, there were unanticipated conditions that had to be dealt with during one of the procedures which prolonged the procedure. I would have been tempted to worry, but the Lord had absolutely confirmed to me that He would work through this doctor, so I had the confidence from Jesus to hold on to. In my opinion, there are far too many factors in this life that cannot be foreseen for us to put our complete trust in any person other than Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Doctors and others have beneficial counsel and many skills with which to help us, but looking to Jesus to confirm what He wants us to do is the best and most reliable part of any decision we have to make. Continue to place the burdens of the present in His hands. Keep rolling them over on Him, and let Him show you simple steps that you can take in the moment. An important element in growth and change and recuperation, both physical and spiritual, is to gently stretch yourself with reasonable challenges that help you make a bit more progress on a regular basis. That applies to life overall, as well as any relationship, including your relationship with the Lord. The world is going through major changes, but Jesus is not going to change, nor will His promises to you change. His hand in your life will continue to keep you no matter what. So entrust yourself to His care and allow Him to show you what to do with every problem, every challenge, every impossibility. You are held securely in His hands, and He's not about to let go, not even for a second. Do what you can, and then stop and allow Jesus to work. He will either show you the next thing to do, or will step in and do what only He can do. Your faith enables you to not fear, because you know that He is with you and will keep you now and forever.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.